There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday 6-9 edition. Nice. Hope everybody had a good Thursday and is ready for the weekend. Another interesting slate, to say the least, last night. Just weirdness all over the place. But we dig in for Friday. We have a 14-game all day. There's one day game. It's in Wrigley, Colorado at the Cubs. You got Marquez versus Montgomery. Play it as you wish. Marquez actually pitched pretty well this year. Montgomery's making the spot start. Pitched great out of the pen in their long reliever, 3-4 inning starts, some long saves. Really, really good stuff. Just no idea how long he'll go. But 5,300 for him, 75 for Marquez. Both good, interesting arms if you're into it. If not, the bats are in play as well because the wind is blowing out hard to right field. Very, very hard. So let's check the rest of the weather on tonight's slate. Miami at Pittsburgh. Rain picks up as the evening comes on. Chances of thunderstorms hit the 50% range. So keep an eye on Miami at Pittsburgh as there is a pitcher to target in that one. As we go on, White Sox at the Indians. Wind blowing out hard to right field in Cleveland. Chances of rain, but it dwindles off as the night goes on. So maybe it just disappears completely or we get a late start. That would be ideal. But wind's blowing out hard in Cleveland. Wind's blowing out about 10 miles an hour or so in the Bronx, Baltimore at the Yankees. if the roof is open in Houston, it's going to be warm, good hitting environment. Wind blowing out hard to left field between the Angels and the Astros. So keep an eye on that report if it comes out. Other than that, very, very slight chances of rain in San Diego between the Royals and the Padres. Good pitching environment there, a little chilly. Decent humidity, which will help, but wind blowing in. And then as per usual, Twins at Giants in San Francisco, wind blowing out to center field like it does almost every night by the Bay. Let's get into tonight's action and kick it off with your starting pitcher. There are two pitchers over $5,000, and there's one that is definitely head of the class. He's the high-priced arm. He's $12,600. His name is Corey Kluber. He's at home against the Chicago White Sox, and first start off the DL was filthy. Only threw like 70-something pitches, but he was lights out. If anybody watched like the GIFs and videos on Twitter or just watched baseball, the recap shows on like MLB Network, he was filthy. Just dirty. He's averaging about 28.7% strikeout rate. White Sox strikeout almost 24% of the time. I'm not going to go too deep into this. Kluber, easily the top option on the night. If you're paying up for pitching, you're paying up for Corey Kluber. Next up, you have Irvin Santana at $11,000 at the San Francisco Giants. Santana got beat up his last time out against the Angels. I can't pay $11,000 for Santana. I've said this the last few times he's been high-priced. He got beat up last time at 11.6. I said I couldn't even pay 99. He still threw 21.6 points at you. The Giants' offense is not a juggernaut by any means. We've established that, but they can surprise you from time to time. They had a good game in Philly, had a good game yesterday in Milwaukee. Even prior to the extra innings blow up, they had 5 runs put up there. They have offense. Santana, you know, he's in a great spot. I get it. But for $11,000 to meet that price range, I can't do it. If you want to do it, knock yourself out. It's kind of how I felt about Price and Pignetta yesterday. Pignetta paid off. Price got shilled. Do as you wish. Now we go down. Your next price guy after the 11,000 is $8,200. That's Tanner Roark. Now when we go here, we're going to have mid-price like 7s to 8s that are dicey. And then we have a handful of punt plays that I'd almost rather pair up Kluber with like all four or five of my punt plays and see what happens. But there are some good mid-priced guys here we will talk about. And the first one is Tanner Roark at home against the Texas Rangers. Tanner Roark makes for a really, really good cash game play. He's very, very consistent, especially at home. His last three starts in general, two on the road, one at home, 17.7, 27, 29 DraftKings points. His home starts this year, 29.7 innings, one run against Seattle. Got beat up by Philly, but then against Arizona, six innings, four runs, 16.7 points. Against Philly, 15.4 points, seven innings again. So he gets the job done, even on his road starts. He's only had two starts below 10 points all year long. Been very, very consistent. So Tanner Roark at 82 against Texas. I know Texas can hit the ball very well, but when you look at Roark, he strikes out almost 20% of the guys he faces, while Texas strikes out over 23% of the time versus righties. He limits the hard contact, 26.7% hard contact rate. And Texas team total 4.08. Lefties hitting 296, righties 276 off Tanner Roark. So he's a good little play. A lot of people avoid pitchers versus Texas, so his ownership could be low. For cash game purposes, really solid, very consistent. For GPP, there is a little bit of upside because he does have those high 20-point games when he really gets in his groove and limits the walks and picks up a few more strikeouts. So Tanner Roark, 8,200. Rich Hill at $8,100, I just can't do because you don't know how far he's going. Just, is he going three innings? Is he going four? Are you getting five with a chance to win? You don't know with Rich Hill. He's a heavy favorite against the Reds at home. He's in a great spot. If you could tell me he's got no leash and he's going 7+, we'd play Rich Hill at $8,100. That thought alone should be known by many, so he could be low-owned if you want to go that route. Tremendous upside for $8,100. If you feel like pitching Rich Hill, I'm not going to stop you there. Next up, though, Brad Peacock. The price tag has risen on our Peacock. $7,900 at home against the Angels. Great spot for Peacock. He's been below 6K ever since he jumped into the rotation, and he's been outstanding. 9Ks, 8Ks, 8Ks his last three starts. 4 1/3, 4 2/3, and he went 6 his last time out at the Rangers. Only 2 earned runs, 27.9 points. 24 or more in 2 of those 3 starts. He's been outstanding. People know who he is now, but the price tag jump maybe keeps people off. The Angels strike out almost 20% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They have a team total of 378, third lowest on the board. Small sample size because a lot of this is out of the bullpen, but lefties 272, righties 258 off Peacock. And then the Angels without Trout, their numbers continue to drop rapidly. Yes, they had a big game yesterday against Fulmer in Detroit, which shocked about everybody. Because if you looked at his DraftKings ownership percentage, Fulmer was everywhere. But they have a team well above 298 below average, and they have a average ISO of 146 versus righties. Peacock's in a phenomenal spot tonight. Like, really, really good spot. He should be chalk if people are paying attention and not scared of the price tag. Some might be scared of the price tag. That's like literally a $2,300 jump from his last time out. Almost 3K from his first start. So, I get it. But great spot for Peacock. Next up, we gamble a bit. Jordan Montgomery, $7,600 at home against the Baltimore Orioles. Baltimore, overall peripheral stats, they struggle against lefties. We do know it's all or nothing with Baltimore. Look how bad they were last night against Pignetta, a guy that can give up home runs. And we know he strikes out a lot, but they couldn't even do much to him. Now, you got Montgomery, his last three starts at Toronto, six innings, three hits, no earned, five Ks. At Baltimore, 4 1/3, eight hits, three runs, one earned, five Ks. He pitched well. He just got that pitch count up too high, so he had to get yanked early. Did pitch well, though. Pitched really well. 9-3 ground ball to fly ball. He only got you 12.4 points, but there's much more upside if you look at the game log and everything there. And prior to that, at home against Kansas City, 6 2/3, two hits, one earned, six Ks, 23.8. So five or more Ks in all three starts, six innings or more in two of the three, almost 24 or more points in two of those three. Really good stuff. Price tags got jumped up a bit. Dangerous part to pitching, no doubt about it. Going up against the Orioles that do strike out 25.2% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Montgomery's done a great job of limiting the hard contact to 24.1%. He's home run to fly ball at 6.8%, two things that look very, very good in a matchup against a powerhouse like Baltimore. Now, it's just a matter of time. Does Baltimore finally get their stuff together? Are they going to stay inconsistent and make us scratch our head and throw things once in a while? But Montgomery, lefties are hitting 285, righties 291 versus Montgomery, which is outstanding. You got 319 wOBA and a 167 ISO, just both barely above average. So there's numbers showing they can get it done, but then it's also very, very, very a good option for Montgomery if you feel like rolling those dice. Another one, Michael Wacha, 7,300 at home against the Phillies, coming off of a few really rough starts, three straight to tell you the truth. He gave up six earned at the Cubs, three earned against the Dodgers, six earned at home against the Dodgers. But prior to that, he was a very, very, very good, consistent arm, like 17 or more points in every start this year, except one prior to that. He's very, very, very good, very consistent. He's like a 5K or more type guy and a very good pitcher's park, not very good, but a pretty darn good pitcher's park in St. Louis. Phillies do strike out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Walker's a heavy minus 170 favorite. Limits the hard contact at 26.3%. If people only read the recent game logs, like Phillies' fourth lowest team total on the board at 384. Lefties are hitting 327, righties 341, but they have an average wOBA of 308 and an ISO of 151. It's a good spot for Walker to try to bounce back here. He'll be extremely low owned. He should be extremely low owned. He's a very good arm. He had three rocky starts. You know, it could be like our Garrett Cole thing where maybe there is something wrong. After last night, he looked horrible, and I'm going to have to probably take a step back after, you know, riding that pony this long. And, you know, Walker's kind of in that Garrett Cole situation. Do you want to take the gamble? Because the ownership should be low, and the upside's tremendous against a team like the Phillies that, look, Ari Dickey shut the Phillies down yesterday. That's how bad things are. It's like all or nothing. They had a big series against the Giants, like on Saturday and Sunday, going to Atlanta, and they had a lot of great spots. Fulte shut them down. Some really good opportunities in a very good hitter's park. Could not get it done. Now they go to St. Louis. It's much more a pitcher's park than Atlanta was, or that Philly is their home park. So good park shift for Wacha in this one. You know, obviously, you know, the Phillies can wake up at any time, but it's a nice gamble, very nice gamble at $7,300. We move on to Matt Moore. We get below 7K now. Now we're punting, folks. Now it gets fun. Yes, Matt Moore, $6,900. Nice. And I want to point out, you use him at home. Here's his recent home starts. Against Washington, 17, 6 hits, 2 earned, 5 Ks, 18.2 points. Cincinnati, 7 and a third, 8 hits, 1 earned, 7 Ks, 25.9 points. Dodgers, 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned, 26.8 points. Those are his recent home starts. He only had one other one prior to that. It was his first start of the year against Colorado where he got beat up. But look at that. Washington, Cincinnati, and the Dodgers. And we're talking 26.8, 25.9, 18.2. He's $6,900, and he's at home against the Minnesota Twins. We know Matt Moore's scary. He's in the last 30 days, 14th worst barrel FIP, getting barreled up a little less than 7% of the time. He's striking out almost 17% of the batters he faces. Both not ideal. $6,900. Punt play. Think punt. Focus on the punt. Minnesota striking out 20% of the time. And for, you know, a situation like this, you'd expect an extremely high team total. They're the sixth lowest on the board, only 3.96 runs, less than 4 runs. Lefties hitting 345, righties 309. Minnesota has struggled against lefties this year. 299 wOBA, 135 ISO, below average. Matt Moore is in a sneaky good spot tonight at $6,900 as a punt play. Next up on your punt meter, Eric Skoglund, the Kansas City rookie, going into San Diego. Yep, the Padres. He got roughed up his last time out against Cleveland, only made it 2 innings. That was also rain-induced. 2 innings, 4 earned. He was getting hit around, and the rain knocked him out for the rest of the game. His first start against Detroit, 6 1/3, 2 hits, no earned, 5 Ks, 26.5 DraftKings points. So we have an extremely small sample size with Skoglund. There's no doubt about that. But the Padres, we do have some samples of. 23.6% strikeout rate versus lefties. We know the Padres are not good. They did a few things in Arizona yesterday. There's definite reason to target Padres bats, but the 4-1-1 team total, they have a 262 wOBA versus lefty and a 122 ISO. Both of those numbers are horrible. Both are the lowest on the slate for any team in baseball. So for an arm that's only going to cost you $6,700, there's definite risk, but huge, huge upside in this one for Skoglin at $6,700. Now one that should be extremely low owned, and it's extremely dicey, but this guy has been phenomenal pretty much all year long. Dylan Bundy is only $6,600. Now, yes, he's facing one of the best baseball teams in all of baseball, especially in the American Leagues, at the New York Yankees. That part's scary. But he's $6,600, bringing in a 2.94 ERA, a 1.14 whip. He's got 12.3, 16.4, 20.4 DraftKings points his last three starts. Two earned runs in all three of those starts. He gave a home run in all three. But 4.37, those are his K numbers. He's been very, very, very good this year. $6,600 is just too low. I know the gamble's huge against the Yankees. Any pitcher against the Yankees is scary, especially in that ballpark. But the Yankees are striking out 22.6% of the time versus righties. Bundy is 24th worst barrel fifth the last 30 days, getting barreled 6.3% of the time. But his strikeouts are up to 20%. We remember earlier in this year, his strikeouts were a massive, massive concern. So Bundy has extreme upside, just like a lot. Like, these punts are really nice because we know punts are punts because they can get blown up at a moment's notice. But there's great upside in these punts today. When you're talking Bundy, the Yankees have a 4.73 team totals. Lefty's hitting 320, righty's 314 off Bundy. And we know the Yankees' offense is tremendous. So it is a gamble. Ownership should be low. Definitely worth a look in that one. A lot of people are going to look at Brian Johnson making the spot for the Red Sox. The lefty threw the complete game shutout in his first start, got sent to the minors. He's back up. Detroit does strike out 20.6% of the time versus lefty, so you have that going for you. They do have a 4.74 total, and they have a 334 wOBA and a 209 ISO, which are both phenomenal. So buyer beware there. Just wanted to throw him out there. A sneaky good one, Jalys Chacín at home against the Royals, $6,400. At home is where you use Chacín, especially against a lineup that's right-handed dominant, which the Royals are. You know, you got Alex Gordon, who hasn't done much of anything this year. Moustakas is scary. Hosmer's okay. He's got a great average, not showing much power. But those are your main lefties to worry about. They might finagle another one in there if they want, but those are your main guns. So ideally, you have six right-handed bats for Chacín to mow down. In his home starts, he faced Colorado recently. Six innings, three earned, seven Ks. He's a big strikeout arm, 16.1 points. His last three starts, seven, six, and eight strikeouts. We're not going to count the one at the Mets. Those three of his last four. That Mets at Mets was a disaster, which we stacked against. But at home, Colorado, 16.1. At home against Milwaukee, which we played at 27.4. At home against the Dodgers, 11.8. You'll take 11.8 for $6,400, but the upside's there because Kansas City is not the Los Angeles Dodgers. So Chacín, he's striking out about 20% he faces at home, is much better than that. Royals strike out 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Their team total, this is where it gets fun. Fifth lowest on the board. Like we talked about Matt Moore with the Twins being low. Royals are the next one below that at 3.89. Lefty's hitting 351, but righty's only 301. That's why I said if he's only got those three lefties and he just doesn't let them blow you up, there's tremendous upside here. 299 wOBA, which is way below average, and a 153 ISO, just slightly above average. So Chacín is in a really, really sneaky spot. No one ever pitches him. No one ever pitches him. Hell, some of these punt plays are worth putting two of them together and just loading up all the bats in the world and rolling the dice in a GPP. But Chacín at 64, tremendous upside at home in that ballpark against the Royals. Joe Biagini, he's up to 6K, folks, starting to get a little respect after a couple really, really good starts. He's been below 5 the last three, but against the Yankees, 7 innings, 3 runs, one of those earned for 6Ks, 22.8. And then prior to that, 6 innings, 7 hits, 2 earned, and 7Ks for 18.7 against the Rangers. So two really good offenses. In a very good hitter's park in Toronto, Biagini looked great. We were big on him early in the year. He struggled, and now he's figuring it out again. The handcuffs are off. He's going deep. 21st best barrel FIP the last 30 days, only getting barreled 2.7% of the time in those 30 days, striking out almost 20% of the batters he faces. He's been extremely good of late. Seattle, good pitching environment. They're striking out over 20% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Biagini, definitely, I told you the barrels are low. He's got a 25.4% hard contact rate, which is outstanding. He has a really, really, really good ground ball rate of 61.4%. So his strikeouts have gone up. He's getting tons of ground balls and soft contact, things to love. The Mariners are 4-2-2 team total. Lefties are only hitting 287. Righties only 272 off Biagini. Tremendous pump play at $6,000. A couple more here. Andrew Triggs, 57 at Tampa Bay. It's the risk-reward. Tampa Bay strikes out a ton. They can't hit the crap out of the ball. Triggs limits hard contact a ton. So just there's more upside there with just K's alone. $5,700, good punt. And Randall Delgado, yes, he's at home. And he's against Milwaukee, but Milwaukee can hammer it, but he can also get the strikeouts in his last two starts since coming back. 5 1/3, 5 2/3 at Miami, at Pittsburgh. He's only given up one run in all his starts this year. No homers in his last two. 4Ks, 8Ks, getting you 14 or more points in those two starts. $5,400. Good upside. Very, very risky against that Milwaukee team, but massive upside. So I know, I listed 13 pitchers out of the 28 possible, but Kluber's your main guy at 12-6 for Chicago. If you can play him, play him, and you can with all these punt plays. There's no reason you can't and still get bats. Kluber's phenomenal. Santana, do what you wish at 11K. Tanner Roark, great cash upside, and he's got some GPP upside at home. Playing Texas, people avoid pitchers versus Texas. He's 8,200. Love Peacock at 79 versus the Angels. Should be chalky as heck if people are paying attention. Montgomery, 76 versus Baltimore, GPP gamble. Big gamble because it's which Baltimore team shows up. If it's the one that's like 70 or 80% of the time that struggles against lefties, this is a great spot. If it's the one that all of a sudden wakes up, well, we're going to be crying by 5 o'clock Pacific time. Matt Moore, now we're getting your punts. Matt Moore at 69, very sneaky punt. Oh, I forgot Michael Wacha, 73, nice upside bounce back, should be low-owned candidate versus Philly. Now your punts. Matt Moore, 69 versus Minnesota at home. Scoglin, 67 against the Padres. You got Bundy, 66 versus New York. Chacin, 64 versus Kansas City. Biagini, 600 or 6K versus Seattle. Triggs, 57 at Tampa Bay. Delgado, 54 versus Milwaukee. Moore's got really good upside at home. Scoglin against the San Diego team that struggles, but there are some good bats like Renfro, Hedges, Myers to look at. Bundy, very risky against New York, but upside. Biagini at Seattle and Chacin at Kansas City are very nice as well. I'd probably go like Biagini, Chacin as my top punts. Then you got like Moore, Scoglin, and then Delgado, Bundy. Those would be my punt order there. But yeah, a lot of really, really intriguing pitching options to look at tonight. So good luck with that. Hit me up on Twitter with any questions. I'll help you the best I can to kind of mix and match as you can. Because it's fun when you have a night like this where you can mix all kinds of different options because it does help with ownership for one. It allows you to cover your bases with kind of, you know, I'm not saying stack in other lineups, but you can, you know, get a couple bats. Like if you're using Scoglin in one, then throw some Renfro, Myers, maybe some Hedges in another just to cover your bases because look what they did even when Corbin pitched good enough. Like if what Corbin did yesterday, Scoglin can do, give up 3 or 4 runs, but still strike out like 6+. Like Corbin had like 8Ks. If Scoglin can do that, you'll take it at that punt price. And then in your other lineup, you had Renfro played well, Hedges hit a couple homers, Myers played well. Both your lineups look great. That's the beauty of the punt. So just when the punt works, as you know, we've done very well with these this year. It works well. So there's your pitchers. Let's get to the bats. Catchers, Gary Sanchez, just beasting. He had a hard hit, not back to back. He had a double dong day yesterday. 4,600 versus Bundy. Posey, 45 at home versus Santana. Is a pretty steep price at home for Posey. But he's not a bad ball player. You got Alex Avila versus the lefty. He'll probably get the day off today at 4,200. JT Realmuto versus Glasnow. He hits righties very well. Lefties crush Glasnow, but Realmuto's a special case at 39. Gattis versus Shoemaker at 39. Gattis has been hitting righties with a lot of thump going back home to Houston. You got Russell, the love muscle, at $3,800. He's third base and catcher eligible against Gavaglio. Austin Hedges, there's one of them, $3,800 for Skoglund. Very, very tempting play there. You got Zunino and Grandal. Grandal versus a lefty, not as ideal as we'd like. You got Tyler Flowers versus Matt Harvey at 36 in SunTrust. That's an intriguing play. Really, really got to like Matt Wieters, $3,600 versus Trashner. Trashner. Washington's in play tonight. Lefty's hitting 365. Righty's 333 off Trashner. Trashner finally got hit his last time out. It's going to keep coming in bunches, folks. Washington, very chalky, very good tonight. You got Yadier Molina at 35. Brian McCann at 34 versus the maker of shoes. I like that a ton. Houston's always in play. And lefty's 311. Righty's 320 off a shoemaker. As you go down the list, yeah, Yan Gomes, 3,100 versus Miguel Gonzalez. John Hicks, our boy, his price tag has gone up. Lefty's pitching for Boston. Hicks should be starting. First base catcher eligible for Detroit. He's $3,100. We loved him when he was super cheap. 31, still not bad on a night where a lot of the catchers are priced up. So Hicks at 31, definitely in play. You got Chris Iannetta, who had a 40-point outburst yesterday. He's $3,100 for Zach Davies. He's in play. Chris Herman's day-to-day, if he does get the start at catcher, that left-handed bat is $3,100 as well. Both of those are in play versus Zach Davies. The Milwaukee catchers got Bandy at 31, Pena at 32 if you want to go that route. If Andrew Knapp gets the start for Philly, that left-handed bat versus Waka at 3K. When it comes to Philly, lefty's hitting 327, righty's 341 off of Waka. As you go down the list, Elias Diaz for the Pittsburgh Pirates. This is a good low-priced punt play. He's been pretty productive overall. Not like tons of flashy power or anything, but productive nonetheless. He's $2,800 at home against Zach Worley. The Pirates have a 4.85 team total, which is huge for them. Worley was really, really bad his last time out. He's been bad most of his career. Lefty's hitting 339, righty's 311 versus Worley. So Diaz, not a bad punt play at $2,800. If Kirk Suzuki gets the start in Atlanta, he's 28 versus Harvey. Good punt value there. Sandy Leon versus Ryan Zimmerman. Zimmerman against Boston, not a good look tonight. $2,700. We know righty's crushed Zim. Red Sox 5.26 team total. Lefty's 344. That's crushing. Righty's 369. Boston. Washington and Boston. Chalky stacks tonight, but well-deserved stacks tonight. If you get the right punt plays, you can stack those bats, folks. Just putting it out there, even with a little Kluber. As you go down your catching list, it gets much bleaker. They've raised some of our good punt plays. Caleb Joseph versus the lefty Montgomery at $2,500 is not the worst punt play you can have. He hits lefties pretty well. Derek Norris coming off the double dong. Norris and Sucre both for Tampa Bay at 24 versus Triggs. Probably wouldn't go that way, but you can. If you want to roll the dice on Steven Vogt, lefties hit Cobb extremely well. Oakland has a team total of 413. Lefties hitting 381 off Cobb. Righty's 337, so that's not good either. But lefties 381. Steven Vogt's price has gone down. He's been very inconsistent. He's down to $2,600 tonight. Not a bad punt play with some upside on that ballpark in Tampa. But that's about it when you look at your catchers. It's pretty bleak tonight. Maybe Chris Jimenez gets to start with the lefty on the mound for the Giants. Another reason why Tanner Roark's interesting and Matt Moore facing two AL teams that lose their DH. So that's a biggie there. But Jimenez, if he gets the spot start against Matt Moore, he's $2,400. Could be an interesting punt play as well if you're fading Moore. Over to first base, you got Goldschmidt at 56 versus Davies is definitely in play. Zimmerman at 53, definitely in play against Trashner. Joey Votto versus Rich Hill at 49 is an interesting play. You never say you never play Votto, but might be some other ways to go. But I don't mind Votto versus lefties ever. Votto's just a great hitter. Eric Thames, $4,800 in Arizona against Randall Delgado is a great play. Thames went deep yesterday, probably pissed in a cup. We just haven't heard about it yet, but he seems to every time he goes yard. Milwaukee's got a 4.52 total. Lefties do hit 348 off Delgado. Righties 296, but lefties you do target versus Delgado. Thames at 48. He's first base outfield eligible. He's definitely in play. Everyone's going to want to stack Arizona against Zach Davies, and rightfully so. Milwaukee, if you're not using Delgado as a punt, the left-handed bats, Thames, Aguilar, Shaw, and company, VR, Sogard, Milwaukee can be a very interesting stack. Got Cody Bellinger versus the lefty Garrett. Lomo versus Triggs at 47. Justin Smoke, 47, versus Gavaglio. Smoke's going back to Seattle, folks. And he's been back before, but he's actually playing really well right now. So he might want to show off his toys. You got Jay Bruce, first base outfield eligible at 47. It's Tehran, lefty Smoke Tehran. He's struggled mightily in SunTrust Park. Mets have a team total of 476. Lefties hitting 340, righties 253. Mets have like six or seven lefties in that lineup. It's could quote unquote be scary for Tehran. But Bruce at 47, solid play, first base outfield eligible. Miggy Cabrera, $4,500 versus the lefty Johnson. Miggy's, you know, not flashy. He's way down the first base list. We're talking like 10-plus people down. So people sleep on him. His ownership, the Tigers' ownership even yesterday, was extremely low. But Miggy versus Johnson, we know he pitched great his last time out, but there's a reason why he's not in the rotation for good yet. $4,500 is intriguing. Chris Davis versus lefty Montgomery at 45. Lucas Duda at 45 versus Tehran. Duda's been crushing the ball since coming off the DL. You can play him at first, Bruce in the outfield. It's a good little start to a Mets stack, or just two guys if you want, a little two-man stack. You got Carlos Santana, 4,400 versus Miguel Gonzalez. That's in play. Matt Hawley, 44 versus Bundy. Yonder Alonso, 44 versus Cobb is a very good play. I mentioned how lefties hit Cobb extremely well. Yonder, 4,400. He went to the University of Miami, so a little close to home for Yonder. Ryan Healy's hitting everything well. He hits lefties better than righties, but he's hitting everything well. He's first base, third base, 4,400. Danny Valencia versus Biagini at 44. Matt Carpenter's hot, led off the last 2 days, gone deep the last 2 days. Goes back home to face Jeremy Hellickson at 4,300. Hellickson does limit the hard contact a little better than most, but still, it's Hellickson, and we know he's very hittable. So Carp at 43 is in play. Hanram, 42, versus Zimmerman. Mentioned how righties crushed Zimmerman. Hanram could be sneaky tonight. Josh Bell versus Worley. Lefties hit Worley well. Josh Bell, 42, is in play. Matt Adams, first base eligible, versus Matt Harvey. Harvey, yeah, he's bad at baseball. Braves, 4.74 total. Lots of high totals today, folks. Lefties hitting 363 off Harvey. Righties, 322, but lefties, 363 in that ballpark. Matt Adams, 4,200. Phenomenal play. Got Belt at 41. At home is not nearly as ideal. There's better plays around him. Not saying he can't do something, but there's better plays. You got Gurriel, who hits righties very well for the Astros. He's 3,900 versus Shoemaker. Mitch Moreland versus Zimmerman at 37. Jesus Aguilar from Milwaukee, 3,700 versus Delgado. The lefties against Delgado in that ballpark. Aguilar at 37, very good play. Very, very good play. Will Myers, 37 versus Skoglund is in play. Jose Abreu's 35 versus Kluber. Not saying it's not, you know, a good GPP play, but it's not worth the gamble. If he has a good game, tip your cap. Adam Lind, 3,500. If he gets the start versus Cashner, I doubt he does. Zim got the day off yesterday, so he probably won't, but he'd be a really good play at 3,500. Save some money with some upside versus Cashner. Kendrys Morales, 34. Nice value there. Kendrys is, I saw a tweet the other day in the month of May, he had one of the highest hard hit rates, exit velocities in all of baseball. And he's only $3,400. He might be slumping a little, but tremendous upside for Kendrys. As you get towards the bottom, Trey Mancini, first base outfield eligible, 33 versus Montgomery. Matt Davidson, no, you're not playing him tonight. There's Hicks, like I mentioned, he's first base catcher eligible. And that might just about do it for us at first base. Let's move on to second base. So there's a lot of good options. High price, mid price, kind of low price. Really good ways to go at first base, which you'd expect with all the different low price pitching options tonight. Second base, Jose Altuve, 53, is always in play. Josh Harrison, 47. Neil Walker's day-to-day at 47. He'd be a solid play if playing. Robbie Cano at 46 versus Biagini. Daniel Murphy, outstanding play tonight against Cashner at 46. You got Castro versus Bundy. Chris Taylor versus Amir Garrett. Second base outfield eligible, $4,500. Taylor's a really, really good play against Garrett tonight. Really good. Like that a lot. Jonathan Scope, 43 versus Montgomery. Solid. Jason Kipnis, 4,200. And Jose Ramirez. Jose's second base, third base. Both 4,200 versus Miguel Gonzalez. Both definitely in play in that matchup. There's so many high team totals, so many great stacking matchups. This might be the kind of night that you don't stack as much. You just take all the home run upside guys because it might be dong patrol tonight. Stacks could pay off. You know, you get that you know, 15 run game out of one team. You got to get that one. But are you going to pick the one or two teams that does it? Or are you going to pick a bunch of different guys that can hit home runs? Which angle do you want to go? Game theory. Tons of fun. This is a great slate. Great, great slate for options. D. Gordon, 4K versus Glasnow. Scooter Jeanette, you're not playing him versus Rich Hill. So let Scooter rest for a day. Ian Kinsler versus the lefty Johnson at 39. Nice value there. Jed Lowry, lefty versus Cobb at 39. Tremendous value. Johnny VR, if he continues to kind of get it done, he's 39 versus Delgado. Jose Peraza, right-handed bat versus Hill at 39. It's not horrible. After Peraza, you got Whit Merrifield, 3,800 versus Chacin. Lefties at Chacin much better, but Merrifield's been getting it done if you want to go there. Ryan Dozier versus a lefty. I know it's Matt Moore. I know it's San Francisco, but Matt Moore's given up a lot of hard contact. He's 14th worst the last 30 days. I mentioned that. Ryan Dozier's only $3,800. If you're not playing Matt Moore, you got to have some Dozier at that price tag. That's just way too cheap. It's another day. It's like the last like 3 or 4 days, he's been below 4K. He's homered at least one of those. I don't understand you, DraftKings. We talk every day, and it's always some. You got Cesar Hernandez, 36. Love Eric Sogard, second base shortstop, 3,600 versus Delgado. Price tag's risen, but it's a great hitting environment. Great guy to play that can't get lefties out for the most part. Sogard at 36, very much in play, leading off in Milwaukee. Wilmer Flores is hitting the ball really well. We prefer him versus lefties, but he's hitting well overall. Tejeron does really well against righties, so be careful, but he's 36. I got Solarte switch hitting at 36 for Scotland. Logan Forsythe, second base, third base, hits lefties extremely well. He's 3,500. He hasn't been off to a great start this year, but overall hits him extremely well. I tell you all the time, if he's in the lineup and you want to punt something in Arizona, especially when they're in Arizona in that environment, you got Daniel Descalso, second base outfield. He's 3,300 today. Price tag is going up. He went deep yesterday. The guy, he's not going to light the world on fire all the time, but punt-wise, he's good for GPPs. As you go down the list, Dixon Machado should get the start for Detroit. He's second base shortstop. He's 3K versus Johnson. Not a bad punt play at all. I like that punt play quite a bit. Rougui Odor is only 2,900 versus Tanner Rourke. Tremendous upside for a guy below $3,000. We know Rourke, not a ton of hard contact. Been pitching really well. But tremendous upside with Rougui at 2,900. And as you go down, you got Chad Pinder, 25, second base shortstop eligible. Definitely in play against Cobb. If Adrianza's in the lineup tonight for Minnesota, coming home to San Francisco, Polanco's been gone on paternity leave, I believe, or bereavement list, one of the two. If Adrianza gets to start again like he did last night, he's second base shortstop eligible. He's $2,200 versus Moore. He's been running when he's been getting on base for them. He's not like, you know, he's not going to have a ton of power, but it is a sneaky play if he gets to start. He's been playing quite a bit while Polanco's been out. So keep an eye on Adri at 2,200. Third base, you got Jake Lamb at 55. Lamb in Arizona versus a righty. Play him. Miguel Sano versus the lefty Moore's at 5K. Both great plays, but Lamb's in a much better hitting environment. So you take that upside, but really what hitting environment isn't good for Miguel Sano. So take it as you wish. Donaldson, 48 versus Gavaglio's. Donaldson's always in play. Travis Shaw, 47 versus Delgado's a great play. I know you got to pick between him or Lamb in Arizona, but they're both in great matchups. So if you want to save some money or you're stacking Milwaukee, Travis Shaw for sure. Rendon, 47 versus Cashner's not bad at all. Machado's day-to-day at 46. Eduardo Nunez swinging a good bat. He's third base outfield eligible at 45. It's tough to pay 45 when you can pay like 47 for Shaw, but he's there if you want to be contrarian. His ownership's extremely low. Hernan Perez, 4,300 versus Delgado, third base outfield eligible, is in play. Moustakas versus Chacin is $4,300, definitely in play. Mention Jose Ramirez. Kyle Seager, 41 versus Biagini is good. Eugenio Suarez, 41 versus Rich Hill is intriguing, big time. Nick Castellanos, 4K versus Johnson's outstanding. He's been heating up like we talk about daily. I told you he's going to break out of it eventually. He's breaking out of it, folks. Price tag's all the way up to 4K now. He went deep again yesterday, like 19 points or more yesterday. Guy's hitting the ball and hitting it well. 4K versus Johnson, good play if you don't want to pay up at third base. Joey Gallo, 38 versus Rourke, always GPP upside. Winch and Flores. Longo, 34 versus Triggs, if you want to go there. I mentioned Forsyth already. Bregman, 34 versus Shoemaker. Bregman's swinging a pretty good bat. And then it gets real bleak at third base like it has lately. It's been really bad. Dietrich's been swinging it well. Lefties hit glass now extremely well. Dietrich's 2,900. If you want to go that way, back-to-back big offensive outputs for the Marlins. Maybe they're on a streak, and they're going to be extremely low owned every night, especially a night like tonight with these big options. So Dietrich at 29, if you want to be really contrarian. Ruiz, 28 for Atlanta. Very contrarian, low-owned play. If you're using punt pitchers, you shouldn't need to go too low-owned too often, but there's some options at these positions if you choose to go that direction. Let's head over to the shortstop position. Carlos Correa, 53 versus Shoemaker. Trey Turner, 5,200. He's been getting on base a ton and stealing like crazy. So keep Trey in your mind. Zach Cozart versus Hill at 51. It's tough to pay that price for Cozart. He's earned it this year. It's very tough to pay it. It's not Cincinnati. We're in LA. So it's pitcher's ballpark. Rich Hill. That's tough, but he's got upside. Elvis Andrus at 47. You got Xander Bogaerts at 45. Like me some Francisco Lindor at 44 versus Miguel Gonzalez. Corey Seager, don't worry about lefty-lefty against Garrett. Garrett won't be there that long anyways, and he gets Cincinnati bullpen at 43. Didi, 41 versus Bundy is in play. Jordy Mercer, still 4K, but he's hitting well if you want to be way different. Chris Owings, outfield shortstop eligible, 4K versus Davies is in play. B. Craw, 37, not bad. As you go on, Tim Beckham, 36. There's Sogard, who I like. Azurbel Cabrera, 34 versus Tejeron's a good-looking play. Dansby Swanson's been swinging it better. He's up to $3,400 versus Harvey. A little pricey for Dansby, but it's not bad. I mentioned Dixon Machado at 3K. Not a bad play there. JT Riddle, 2,900 versus Glass now. Love our punt guy. He's almost up to 3K. God damn. Don't do that to us, DraftKings. Leave our punts alone. There's certain guys that are too cheap, but not our punts. Chad Pinder, 2,500. Definitely in play as well. Let's head to the outfield. And there's going to be some high-priced, extraordinary stuff here. Springer, 55. J.D. Martinez versus Johnson at 54 is amazing. Aaron Judge at 53. Bryce Harper versus Trashner at 53. Justin Upton at 52 is also phenomenal. Conforto, 49 versus Tejeron is just great. Somehow Andrew McCutcheon's up to $4,800. I don't understand that. Don't pay that for McCutcheon. If he hits three home runs tonight, I don't give a care. Do not pay $4,800 for Andrew McCutcheon. Corey Dickerson, 48 versus Triggs. Eric Thames, which number really is 48. All good plays. Domingo Santana swinging it really well. We know lefties versus Delgado. Righties are okay. Santana, $4,800 in that ballpark. Always low on. Benintendi, 4,700. Swinging a really good bat. Mentioned Bruce already. Got Inciarte at 47. It's a great spot. Gardner at 46. Aaron Hicks at 45. Both interesting plays against Bundy. Stanton and Ozuna both 4,500. We want lefties versus Glasnow, but we'll take anybody, especially named Stanton or Ozuna, against Glasnow. Glasnow has been better of late. He's limited the walks. I will preface that. But he's still been extremely hittable. Has at least one or two blow-up innings. Mentioned Chris Taylor at 45. Like that quite a bit. Brantley at 44 versus Miguel Gonzalez. Crush Davis, 4,400 versus Cobb's always in play. Beltran's on fire. He's 44 versus Shoemaker. Mookie Betts, 4,300 versus Zimmerman's a very, very cheap price for the upside of Mookie Betts. Trumbo, 43 versus Montgomery. Definitely in play. Trumbo likes his lefties, folks. Mentioned Hernan Perez. Tommy Pham, 42 versus Hellickson's intriguing. Adam Jones, 42 versus Montgomery is very intriguing. Adam Frazier at 42 versus Worley is a very good play. Peralta against Davies in Arizona, 42. Lots of really good plays here, folks, in the $4,200 range. Adam Duvall, 42 versus Rich Hill. Mentioned Matt Adams at 42. Odubel Herrera, 41 versus Waka. Herrera's still hitting well. Had a good game again last night, like 14-plus points. Matt Kemp, 41 versus Harvey. Very nice. Got Mazzara at 41 versus Rourke. Not bad, but tough. Chisenhall at 4K versus Gonzalez. I like a bunch. Always low-owned with upside. Piscotty at 4K, swinging it well against Hellickson. Jackie Bradley Jr. is only 4K. Yelich's only 4K against Glasnow. Cole Calhoun's about one of the only consistent things the Angels have right now. 4K versus Peacock could be a sneaky play. Don't mind Calhoun at all, actually. Low Kane at 4K. Gregory Polanco, 3,900 versus Worley. There's upside there. See, I think they messed up. I'd rather pay 48 for Polanco at the upside versus Worley than 48 for Machado. For McCutcheon. But McCutcheon at 39, we could talk at least. Bradley Zimmer, 38, nice low-owned play for the Indians versus Gonzalez. Steven Souza Jr., 38 versus Triggs, yes. Reddick, 38, yes. Love Renfro at 38 versus Scoglin, that's a great play. Shinsu Chu at 38 versus Tanner Roark leading off is in play. Michael A. Taylor at 37. Altherz, 36. They're okay. Bonifacio, 36, hits righties really well for Kansas City versus Chasid. Markakis, 36 versus Harvey. Both of those can be in play. Robbie Grossman, 36 versus Moore is an interesting play. Bautista is only 3,500 versus Gavaglio. Holy shit. DraftKings. Jose Bautista is 3,500 bucks versus Gavaglio. Bautista was having a tremendous start to May. He slowed down a little bit. There's no doubt about it. He's in a slump. We get it. But, man, for that upside, he's in a massive slump. He hasn't had a double-digit game since May 30th. But prior to that, he was on fire. So the month of June has not treated Bautista well. But 3,500 bucks, if you're going to have to pay down for an outfielder, that is tremendous upside. Keon Broxton, 35 versus Delgado's got some great upside. Denard Span at 35, not bad at all. Gregor Blanco, if he's leading off, left-handed bat versus Davies, 3,400 bucks. That's got really good upside, a part of a stack. Joey Rickard should be leading off for Baltimore. He's the lefty. He's 33. Mentioned Mancini at 33, both good plays. Colby Rasmus, home run upside at 33. Ben Gamel at 33 for the Mariners. Mentioned Descalso, so some decent punt, high-risk, high-reward plays down here at the $3,300 range. If Ray Fuentes leads off, he's 32. I'd rather have Blanco. And then, yeah, Fuentes is way too inconsistent, but he's got upside. And as we get to 3K, it starts to get bleak. Really, really bleak, really, really fast. But let's see. Jake Mariznick at 29. There's upside there. Michael Saunders, 28. Slumping, but power upside. Alex Gordon, 2,800. We said lefties versus Chasid. If you want to roll those dice, he's only 2,800 bucks. I'm not saying use him, but if you're punting, there's upside. He's been having a rough year, but he's there. Eric Young Jr. is 2,500 bucks. He's been playing great when he's in the lineup, so keep him in mind. Austin Slater with a bomb yesterday for the Giants. That rookie's good. He's got to get him some consistent playing time. Really good. So there you have it, folks. There's your 14-game slate. You got the Rockies, Cubs early. Both sets of bats are in play, but both pitchers have been pretty good. Wind's blowing out heavy, so that's why the bats are even more in play, so keep them in mind. So pitching, Kluber, far and away the top option. You can roll the dice with Santana if you'd like. Roark, pretty good cash play. Okay, GPP at 82. Peacock, I love a ton at 79. Then it gets dicey. You got Montgomery at 76, Walker at 73. Then we start punting. You got Moore at home at 69, which is interesting. Scoglin at 67, Bundy at 66. Chasid is sneaky at 64, Biagini at 6, Triggs at 57, Delgado at 54. Lots of good punt plays. When you're stacking Red Sox versus Zimmerman, lefties 344, righties 369, that's a solid stack. They're just frustrating because they don't homer nearly as often as they should. You got the D-backs versus Davies in Chase Field, Coors Light. 498 team total. Lefties hitting 338. Righties 329. You know what to do. Jacob Lamb and build around that. Goldie's always in play, but Peralta, Descalso, sneaky. Blanco leading off. Good stuff in Arizona. If you just want a one-off, Jake Lamb's always a play there. Cleveland, 494 team total. It's Miguel Gonzalez. Lefties 322. Righties 306. Really good, you know, Kipnis, Ramirez, Santana. Don't forget Zimmerman and Chisenhall towards the bottom. That's what makes, if you want an interesting part of the stack, they're cheaper. They're 4K and 38. Everyone's going to pay up for like Kipnis and Brantley and those guys. Take the back end of the lineup with Zimmerman and Chisenhall. It'll be way different from everybody else. You can even go Ramirez, because if Ramirez is batting like fifth, you got Ramirez, Chisenhall, Zimmerman. Lots of lefties in that lineup to attack. Nationals, 492 team total against Cashner, 365 lefties, 333 righties. And just say it's Andrew Cashner. So, yes, load up on your Nationals. Bryce Harper and company. Daniel Murphy. All great. Pirates 4.85 total versus Worley. Lefties 3.39. They'll be low owned if you want to go that route. Josh Bell, Polanco, Frazier. Los Angeles Dodgers 4.83 versus Garrett. Lefties 2.57. Righties 3.66. Mentioned Chris Taylor. You can go Puig. I didn't mention him, but Puig's not a bad play. Forsyth. Build through there. Seager's still not bad. There's some decent options. Kiki Hernandez. Forgot to mention him. Kiki's a great play. He's been hitting righties okay, but lefties he crushes. So Kiki, really good play there as well. The Mets, 4.76 total versus Tejeron. They're in SunTrust Park where Tejeron's been getting crushed. Lefties hitting 340. Righties only 253. So good thing is the Mets have like seven lefties. Bruce, Duda. If Walker's playing, you got Cabrera, Conforto. Tons to like. I just go Conforto, Bruce, Duda if you want, but you're leaving a little gap in the stack there. Still good options. Tigers versus Johnson, 4.74 total. Small samples on the batting averages. Good plays there. Love JD every day. But JD, Cabrera, Upton, Kinsler, Castellanos. The list goes on. Hicks, our boy Hicks catching. Lots of options. Yankees against Bundy. Astros versus Shoemaker. Both are interesting plays. Cardinals versus Hellickson. You got Marlins versus Glasnow, 4.65 total. Lefties hitting 4.19 off Glasnow. Righties 3.56. Yes, 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 yes. We'll be extremely low owned. And then, like I mentioned in Chase Field, everyone's going to go to the D-backs, which it's a phenomenal play. But don't forget, if you're not punting with Delgado, who has upside, big K upside in this one. But Brewers 4.52 total. Lefties hitting 3.48. Righties 2.96 off Delgado. You got Shaw, Thames, Aguilar at first base. Sogard leading off 1-4 stack, top of the order. Very much in play for Milwaukee in that ballpark. And then you go on, Rays, Blue Jays. Blue Jays versus Gavaglio, reverse splits. Lefties 294, righties 350. Keep that in mind. And, you know, lefties versus Cobb. So Oakland, lefties 381, average versus lefties. The list goes on and on. There's tons of hitting options tonight with all these just messy, messy pitchers. So get it in. We've gone 50 minutes already, but loaded 14-game slate. Good luck to everybody. Hit me up on Twitter, at BDEntric, with any of your questions. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Doc will have your UFC Auckland preview today. Interesting free card. And we got NASCAR. The real Josh G is joining the Sports Degens. NASCAR DFS will be posted early today, probably after I hit this to load. So get in your NASCAR DFS info. But good luck tonight on the 14-game slate. Lots of good stuff to attack. And I will catch you guys tomorrow. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your June 9th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.